Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing my teaching on God Wants You Well, and we're now into my fifth week of teaching on this, and I tell you, we have covered some powerful, powerful things. I've already established that healing is a part of Jesus' atonement. Now, each one of these things, if you haven't heard this, you may choke on this, but again, I've spent 5 weeks teaching on this and shared a lot of scriptures on it. I believe Jesus healed us as much as He forgave us of our sins, or He, you know, delivered us from hell. It's just a part of what Jesus died to do for us. I think that's essential. I dealt with some of the criticism, some of the opposition to that. People talking about Paul's thorn in the flesh, Trophimus being left at Miletum sick, Timothy drinking some wine for his stomach's sake. And for the last 10 days or so, nearly 10 days, I've been talking about reasons why people aren't healed. Because if you say it's God's will to heal, well then, all right, well then why isn't everybody healed? And what I've been spending most of this time on so far is just saying it's because people have to believe. Now, that's not the only reason. And I think that because this is usually the only reason that people give why people aren't healed, then there's a lot of people that just reject this because they look at somebody who's struggling receiving healing. And this person is strong in faith. And they, I mean, are believing God. They may have even seen other people healed or have been healed in the past. And they say, I know this person is believing. And they just immediately reject this. First of all, let me say this. The Scripture says in Romans chapter 3, verse 4, let God be true and every man a liar. The right way to interpret Scripture is to say God's Word is true and you interpret your circumstances by what the Word says. But most people don't do that. Most people believe that what they see and what they experience is true, and they interpret the Word in light of what they are experiencing. And from our perspective, sometimes it doesn't look like people who are really strong believing God are being healed. And so we just sit here and say, I just reject this, that faith has to be present. But I'm telling you, whether you can see it or not, I believe, I've shared a lot of Scripture already, I believe that you do have to believe God. You know, I had an instance where there was a man, I think I've referred to this already, but there was a man who was had cancer. I led him into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then after that he received, he got cancer, and he was actually on a trip. He was in New Mexico, and they had to put him in the hospital, and the doctor said he wouldn't live through the night. Well, he did live through the night, and he lived for a whole week that way. And finally, they just said, well, rent an ambulance and go home and die in your bed at home. So his wife brought him back to the Colorado Springs area, and she called me on the phone, told me what had happened, and said he's just dying, and he wanted to say goodbye to you before he died. And I said, don't you let anybody touch him. Don't you dare die until I get there. And I went over to his house and I started building this man up. And over a period of, I'm not sure, 3-4 months, I went over to his house nearly every day. And I would just feed this man the Word of God and feed him the Word. And he began to improve. And I mean, he was in such a state that he couldn't even hold the phone when his wife called me. She had to hold the phone up to him. He couldn't lift his arm. He got to where he was walking and he was driving and he was eating. And he was getting better. Now, he still had some of the effects, but I mean, huge, huge, huge improvement. And it's a long story, but anyway, the point I'm getting at is that he finally died. And when he died, everybody was confused. And at his funeral, there was people that stood up and said, man, I thought he was believing God. I thought God had healed him. How could this happen? And people, you know, were interpreting what the Word says based on their experience and what they could see. And according to everybody's understanding, this man was believing God and there was these positive results. How could he just die? But the Lord had spoken to me just a few weeks before that this man had given up And even though he was improving, and over, I don't know, 3 months or 6 months, whatever it was, he had gotten so strong. It was an effort. It was a fight. And he just got tired of fighting. He was around 70 years old. And he just decided one day that he was going to go home. And the Lord showed me that. I mentioned it to him and to his wife. And his wife got angry. How dare you say this? He's going to live. He's not going to die. He's going to be okay. And so anyway, since she wasn't receptive, I just didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But did you know that after his death, we found a diary that he was writing. And in his diary, on that exact day that the Lord had told me that, he wrote in his diary, he says, "You know what? I know that I'm getting better. I know I can eventually deal with this, but I'm tired." And he says, "I'm excited about going to be with the Lord." And he says, "I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm healed and say that I'm believing God and say that I'm getting better because other people won't understand." But he wrote it in his diary. He says, "Today I made a decision. I'm going home. I'm quitting." And see, by looking at him, you couldn't know that. But later, through this diary, we saw what was really going on in his heart. And there's situations that it may look to you like a person was standing and believing God and doing everything, and you just can't understand. And so because you evaluate something based on your own perspective and your own viewpoint, you just let your experience be more real to you than the Word of God. I am taking a different approach. I believe what the Word says, and if what I see with my eyes doesn't match up, well, then the Word is right, and either I'm misinterpreting this, I'm not evaluating it properly or something, but you know, the Word is true. Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, and every man, every circumstance, every experience be a lie." And I know that right now I'm speaking to some people that you have had something happen. Maybe a person has died, or maybe a person has suffered with sickness a long time and stuff, and because of your experience, you just do not believe the Word of God because your experience is more real to you. I'm telling you, you need to get to this place to let God be true and every man a liar. And I understand why people compromise on this area because it's hard. It's hard sometimes. Here's another experience that I've got. That I had a couple that, it's a long, long story. I tell you what, rather than me go through this, maybe I'll tell this on our program tomorrow. I'd rather just play you one of these testimonies that my television department has put together. And I tell you, we have seen, I mean, miraculous healings take place. And so what I'd like to do is play for you this testimony about Connie Weisskopf. And this is a woman who had cancer and was diagnosed with it, terminal cancer, and yet she got hold of the Word of God. She went to believing God, and praise God, she's not only healed, which is a praise the Lord, but now she's ministering healing. She started her own ministry. She has a book that she's put out. Connie and her husband, Dave, have been so set free that now they're setting other people free. This will bless you. So watch this.
For 25 years, Connie Schlipp Weisskopf captured the beauty of nature through the art of watercolor. Her career was celebrated in fine art galleries in Europe and America. But one painting in her collection stood out from the others. A depiction of Christ suffering agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. As it turned out, Connie carried secrets deep inside, secrets known only to God.
I was raped at gunpoint 5 times by a man that I had dated in college. And I had broken up with him because he was abusive, of course, after just a few months of dating him, and he broke into my home and raped me. I became pregnant and terminated that child.
Violent rape and abortion were the secrets Connie carried as she developed her career in the world of watercolor art. For 25 years, she continued, as feelings of pain, anger, and insecurity kept her running from the commitment of a marriage relationship.
It was probably 12 years ago, though, that the Lord called me to marry my husband, David. We had dated years prior, and we had broken up because I gave my life to Christ and he had not. We were actually living together at the time, and God miraculously worked in my husband's heart, changed his life.
She was never, prior to that, ready to get married. But God's been the foundation of this marriage, and that I think he brought us together finally.
Newly married, Connie and David began to seek God, like many other couples, through regular church attendance.
The head of women's ministry at the church that I belong to invited us to a banquet for a pregnancy center, and never heard of one before, never knew they existed. A woman was giving her testimony about terminating a child, about abortion. My husband and I had done that before we got married. We never talked about it. We never wanted anyone to know. I never certainly did. And I had never told my husband that I had made that choice prior. For the first time in my life, my husband and I began to talk about the choices we had made before we were married. In the parking lot that day, after the banquet, my husband grabbed my hand and said, "You know Jesus has forgiven us." And I said, "I don't. I don't know that."
As a Christian believer, Connie was carrying the agony she had depicted in her painting of the Garden of Gethsemane. She needed help to understand, and really believe in her heart, that Jesus had carried that pain for her, and that she was forgiven.
During the course of that time, both Connie and I came upon some health challenges. I was going to the doctor for my annual physical.
We couldn't do a lot of things because he'd get really tired. He didn't like to ride bikes or do a lot of outings. We do play golf and we fly fish. But it became more evident that he was tired a lot and was diagnosed with a heart condition.
She'd had, felt some lumps in her breast, and so finally convinced her to go see a doctor. And they said we needed to do a biopsy, and they did the biopsy.
When I first was diagnosed, I'm going to tell you that my friends, well-meaning, and family, well-meaning, said this is the time you need to find out everything, you know, doctors say about breast cancer. Well, the Lord spoke to me and said, "No, Connie, this is when you need to find out everything I say about healing." And Andrew Womack's ministry had a lot of that for me. And on my way home, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Connie, you don't even believe me that I've forgiven your sins. How will you believe me for your healing?" I'm going to tell you, I wept in the car that day and said, "God, I have done so many horrible things. How can you forgive all of those things?" And I was thinking on the abortions that I'd done. Just all the sinful things. I mean, I'm one of the worst sinners out there. God said to me, "Then I sent my son for nothing." I went home and wept that day, and I'm like, "God." I searched every scripture there was on what he did at the cross, why he sent his son. Andrew's teachings brought me to that as well. I continued to just, read the word, listen, the healing scriptures. You've already got it. God wants you well. He just speaks in such a way that it's just simple truth about this Jesus that I fell in love with. And the more that when I first fell in love with him too, I kept hearing in the word, you know, God has these greater things for you to do, that you will be doing even greater things than him. But I wasn't seeing them in the church. You know, I saw a lot of people die. I saw a lot of people not getting well. I emailed Andrew's ministry and asked them if he could come and pray for me because I sought out people who, when they prayed, when they spoke, there was fruit. I didn't see a lot of that in other places. And someone graciously emailed me back and said, well, he's a very busy man. But you know what? He is going to be ministering in Colorado Springs this next weekend. I went a couple days early and just spent a lot of time in the Word, listened to the tapes that I had been blessed with from Andrew. I used to just put them on at night and lay in bed and just listen to them, having the Word just go into me, the healing scriptures and that. So I went to that church early on Sunday morning where he was ministering. I went into the sanctuary and sat down and was just waiting. And then all of a sudden, I just felt the Lord's little nudge and said, go out into the lobby now. And I ran smack face into Andrew. And,
oh, hi. So you want to be healed?
Yes.
You ready to receive?
I'm ready to receive.
Connie is healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you've done it. We pray.
It was a simple prayer. He just said, are you ready to receive your healing? And I was. He simply prayed for me. And then we went in and commanded the cancer to leave my body. We went into the sanctuary and the message that day.
If you believe God for healing, God doesn't respond to you and heal you. The scripture says that by his stripes you were healed 2,000 years ago. By his stripes, that's talking about what happened in Herod's judgment hall when he took those stripes on his back. Jesus isn't healing people today. He healed people 2,000 years ago. All of the power that it takes to heal every sickness and every problem in the human race was generated 2,000 years ago. And then when you get born again, God places that raising from the dead power on the inside of you.
It ministered to my heart even more so that the healing manifest that day, I believe, that moment when he prayed and when I heard. I didn't have enough faith not to go have the surgery yet and didn't believe enough yet. So anyway, I went in for the surgery for my breast cancer.
You know, the doctor came back out and talked to the family afterwards, and he said he felt really good about the procedure. And
they called me the very next day, which is unheard of, and the doctor said to me, Connie, we don't know what happened. All the cancer was gone. I know what happened. Jesus healed me. And my husband and I just began to rejoice because we knew what happened, and I told my doctor that. I know what happened. I have this incredible God who has healing, and that's what happened. Shortly after that, my husband asked me if I would pray for him, for his healing, for his heart, because they basically gave him a death sentence, said, you know, there's nothing more we can do. You just get to go home and die. You have 3 to 5 years, probably three. I wanted my husband to live. I wanted him to have this incredible life that we have. So one night he asked me to pray, and it was probably 2 weeks or so later.
One night at dinner, I started thinking about the fact that I really hadn't felt this fluttering or the arrhythmia in my heart for some time, and I checked my pulse, and because I could feel the fluctuations in my pulse. And
he kind of had a strange look on his face, and I'm like, what's up?
I just looked at Connie and said, this is kind of freaky, but my pulse is really steady.
It's normal. You.
Amen.
And immediately I just jumped up and began to just rejoice and thank God for my husband's healing.
I went back to this other specialist and went in, did the EKG and took my chart into him, sat down with him, and he looked at it and he goes, these are yours. And I said, yes. And he goes, well, they're normal. I said, I expected that. And he said, why? And you know, I just proceeded to tell him, I'm healed. I think we don't need to go any further with this. And he said, well, I don't know why that would be, but I said, well, I just praise my God for that healing.
So now I get to live this awesome life with Jesus and my husband because he believed and received all that our Lord has.
In discovering the joy of forgiveness and healing, Connie felt God leading her to volunteer at the Life Choices Pregnancy Center in her home community. In 2007, she became the facility's director.
I was offered the position as center director at the pregnancy center where I was volunteering at. My husband and I prayed because that would be a huge change for us. He was used to, of course, having me at home, working at home, and you kind of can set your schedule. So dinner was on the table, and he worked very hard at his job. But we both prayed and felt like this is where God wanted me to be, and totally felt that peace about it, knowing that now I could share with other women and men, because, you know, behind every young woman is a young man, and we often have them coming into the center as well. And we get to pray with them and share the gospel with them.
How I see her interact with clients and volunteers, she has a gift of grace. She's just such an encouragement to me. They told me I was pregnant, and then they also gave me like advice from like the Bible, and they just like were really encouraging.
What Connie's able to do is to share the nature of God with people that don't understand how really good God is.
Many girls have changed their minds that we're going to abort their babies.
Life Choices, the whole facility has been just amazing. They've been prayer, Bible studies, helping me make the decision to keep my child.
We've had many, many healings at Life Choices now. We've had women healed of breast cancers and hepatitis C, emotional healings.
We see girls coming to the Lord, and we see people that have never been inside a church and have never known really what Jesus has done for us to ask questions and to come back and to find the Lord, and that's exciting, and that's what we're about.
Connie's 25-year career as a watercolor artist has now become a hobby. Her passion and the truly fulfilling moments of her life are found at the pregnancy center. With no children of her own, she pours her life into the young women who come for help. She's become a brush in the hands of the divine artist and author of life itself, who is painting love and forgiveness, the colors of eternity, on the hearts of these priceless women and children.
God's given me this incredible opportunity at Life Choices to share the gospel. He wants us all to be out there, you know, sharing with non-believers as well as believers about the healing power, the authority, the love of Jesus Christ. So we get to do that at Life Choices, and what they see speaks more to them about my Jesus than even the words that I can say sometimes.
She's more than just a mentor. She's more than just someone who works at Life Choices. She is a true woman of God. She is the best.
She's living proof. I mean, she's able to say, I know this for a fact, and I'm living proof that God is good, and his word is true.
I honestly, truly believe it, that if it wasn't for God and it wasn't for Connie, I would not be here today.
The story you saw in today's program is in the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on your choice of CD or, as seen on TV, DVD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 43 hours of related teachings on healing. Purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all in MP3 format on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of April, he'll be in Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Toronto, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, and in Chicago, Illinois. In May, he'll be in the Netherlands. And in July, he'll be in Durham, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Discover His Word for you at Campus Days 2014.
Register online at charisbiblecollege.org.
Also on Saturday, March 22nd, the final event of Campus Days will be the dedication of Phase 1 of our Woodland Park campus called The Barn. Come celebrate with us and see how much your partnership has accomplished. Again, register at charisbiblecollege.org to attend this historic Campus Days event.
Want to view Gospel Truth and other videos from Andrew Womack Ministries on your television anytime you want? Well, now you can on Andrew's new Roku channel. Get instant access to hundreds of video teachings and testimonies at any time you desire. And all you need is a Roku player, your television set, and an internet connection. If you'd like more information, simply log on to awmi.net, look to the left, and click on Roku channel.